السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
اللهم رب العالمين.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we thank Him, we believe Him, we trust Him. And peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, especially the last and final prophet, Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. May peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, upon his family, and upon his followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi is the last and final prophet and messenger. I'm going to talk today about advices of Luqman, the wise man. These advices are very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned them in the Quran, and they are good for us, for anybody, especially for our young people. The parents should pay attention, and young people themselves have to read them and study them, understand them. Because if you follow these advices, your life will be wonderful life, good life, and inshallah, successful life here in this world and in the hereafter. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنْ اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. We gave Luqman wisdom. So So be grateful to Allah. And whosoever is grateful to Allah is grateful for his own benefit, for his own sake. And whosoever is ungrateful, he is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghani and hamid, Allah is independent. Allah does not need anyone. Allah is praiseworthy in himself. Luqman was, he was not a prophet. He was not a messenger of Allah. He was an ordinary person. Most probably he lived in some part of northern Sudan or southern part of Egypt. And he lived long time ago. He lived probably around the time of Dawood alayhi salam, that is 1000 BC, BCE. So it's a long time ago, but his wisdom was known among the Arabs all over in that area. And he was known as a man of great spirituality, great wisdom, wise man. Wisdom is not the property of anybody. Wisdom is anywhere. People of white people, black people, eastern people, western people, anywhere. You will find very wise people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored him because of his wisdom. And not just mention his advices, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a special place in the Quran, recited by millions and millions and billions of people for centuries. Gave name to a surah. The whole surah is named after him. Surah Luqman, surah number 31. So you can see that how much honor Allah gives to wisdom. And Allah said, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ We gave hikmah to a Luqman. Hikmah is a gift of Allah. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا Whosoever is given wisdom is given a lot of good. خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا Hikmah is, as our scholars explain, they say, الْحِكْمَةَ فِعْلُ مَا يَنْبَغِي كَمَا يَنْبَغِي Hikmah is that you do whatever is appropriate, the way it is appropriate. So do the right things in the right way. And that's what you find that in this wisdom. Right words expressed in the right way. So he did not only give advice to his son, but he gave the advice in a nice manner, in a very beautiful manner. Sometimes parents tell their children, do things, but they do it in such a way children resent. And they don't explain things. So it is very important to say and say it nicely. Say it in the proper manner, in the good manner. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ And the hikmah is, first of all, the hikmah teaches you to be thankful to Allah, grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grateful to Allah's gifts, whatever Allah has given you, be grateful to Allah. And you should be grateful in your heart. Your heart and your mind, you say, I'm thankful to Allah. I'm grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever He has given me. And then you say it by your tongue, Alhamdulillah, Ashukrulillah. Say it again and again, again and again. Because in ta'uddu ni'matullahi la tuhsuha. If you count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot exhaust them. You cannot number them. So many blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. Every day, every moment of your life. So be thankful to Allah. And if you give thanks, you give thanks for your own benefit. Because لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Allah says, if you give thanks, I'll give you more. I'll give you more. لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it with great emphasis. I'll give you more. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ But if you don't give thanks, Allah is not in need of your thanks. Allah does not depend on your thanks. If the whole world become unthankful to Allah, ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will not take away anything from the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ Allah is rich. Allah has everything. The whole world belongs to Him. Everything in the universe belongs to Him. He is the Malik. He is the master. He is the owner of everything, including ourselves. And Hamid, he is praiseworthy. He is himself praiseworthy. But he has billions and billions of angels that are praising him day and night. لا يفترون يصبحون. They praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. And they don't slacken. They don't get tired. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions advices of Luqman. And there are 10 advices. They are very comprehensive. They start with faith, iman, and then emphasis on worship, the rights of the parents, of course, after that, the rights of the parents, and also be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be mindful of Allah, conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then also mentions that how that you pray, and then also you say the right things, you get involved in the society. Do good things and tell others to do good things. Do not do bad things and tell others not to do bad things. And also, we should be humble and treat people with courtesy and kindness. All of this you find in this 10 advices. The first is, Ya Bunayya la tushrik billah. Imagine that. He is saying, Ya Bunayya, oh my dear son, in a very loving manner. Kind man, Ya Bunayya la tushrik billah. Oh my dear son, don't do shirk. Don't consider anyone beside Allah as God. There is no one beside Allah as God. Only Allah is God. La ilaha illallah. That is the first and the foremost. Don't ever compromise on that. There is no God except Allah. Shirk is terrible bad thing. La zulmun azim. Is a tremendous wrong. It's a mighty wrong. In the shirk ala zulmun azim. Keep away from shirk. Always consider that there is only one God. Only one God. There is no one who is God beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one, no prophet, no saint, no holy person, none. No statue, no mountain, nothing. Everything is in the hand of Allah. Everyone is a creature of Allah. Only Allah is God. That's in the affirmation of Islam. And that has been the affirmation of all the prophets of Allah. يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Every prophet preached the same thing, but people forgot that. Sometimes people take the name of the prophet and they do shirk. They even start worshipping the prophet themselves. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. And if the parent remind their children about Allah, Allah remind them about the parent. But in a nice way. Immediately after that, وَسَّيْنَ الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. Allah did not say that Luqman said, oh my son, respect me, good, be good to me. Allah said himself, وَسَّيْنَ الْإِنسَانَ. We said to the human being, be good to your parent, especially your mother. حَمَلَتْ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنًا. Remember your mother. She carried you in her womb for a long time, with difficulty upon difficulty, with pain upon pain, with weakness upon weakness. And then she nursed for 2 years. وَفْصَالُوا فِي عَمَيْنِ. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكِ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرِ. Be grateful to me, be thankful to me and to your parents. And you're all going to come to me. Ilayya al-Masir. The homecoming is to me. The return is to me. But however, remember this thing. Parents have a lot of rights. Parents have a lot of respect to be given to them. You listen to them, you obey them, you respect them, you honor them. But if they tell you to worship somebody else beside Allah, if they tell you to do something haram, no sir. فَلَا تُطِعُهُمَا. Don't obey them. Only Allah to be obeyed. And if anybody tells you to disobey Allah, to worship somebody beside Allah, not way. No way. It's not possible. Can't do that. And if parents, you cannot listen, then of course anybody else, of course, same thing. لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. Don't obey any makhluk when they tell you to disobey Allah, the Creator. So in جاهداك على أن تشرك به ما ليس لك به علم فلا تطعهما. But if they strive that you do shirk and associate someone with me in the divinity, and you have no knowledge for that, there is nothing about that. There is no scripture, there is no teaching, there is nothing to tell you that they said that, you do that. No. مَا لَسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. And don't obey them. But Allah says, وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Even though they are telling you commit shirk, don't obey them, but nice, be nice to them in the worldly matters. If they need financial help, give them. If they need any other support, do that. Don't boycott them. Don't leave them, don't turn away from them. As much as possible, صَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Be with them, accompany them in the worldly matters in a nice manner. Before that, before Islam, the teaching was, as you have it in the Torah, of course, it may not be the true teaching of Musa alayhi salam, but it says that if your parent tell you to worship another god, stone them to death. But that's not what Quran says. It's not in the Quran. Quran says, وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Accompany them in the worldly matters, good way, nice way. And then he says, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا أَن تَكُوا مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. Oh, my dear son, if there is a mustard seed, smallest seed, and it is somewhere hidden in a rock, in the heaven or the earth, any place, Allah knows it. Allah is aware of it. Inna Allah latif. Allah is subtle. Allah is aware. What does it mean? Why did he say that? Because a lot of things people do hidden. Parents don't see that, friends don't see that, teachers don't see that, neighbors don't see that, but they do that. Sneaky way. Watch some movies, watch some programs, have some conversation. And today you have all this social media. It gives you, take it to your bedroom. And any place, open it up, it's all dirt, all filth. You have that. Who can stop you from that? If parents are not watching you. Teachers are not watching you. Even your friends are not watching you. Who can watch that? And doing other things which are haram, which are forbidden. Stealing, cheating, committing fraud. All of these things. Everything people do because they don't keep in their mind that Allah is watching. You thought, as Allah said in the Quran, you thought that Allah does not know whatever you are doing. وَذَٰلِكَ ظَنُّكُمُ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ هِيَ أَرْدَاكُمْ. And that your thought destroys you. So the best thing to control a person and keep a person on the right path is be aware of Allah. Be aware of Allah. Allah knows, Allah sees. And everything is, of course, being written, recorded, and is going to come in front of you, and then you are very much ashamed. And then you are very much ashamed. Because this is khizi, this is the disgrace in the akhirah, and it could be in the world. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect that. That's why he emphasized that. Oh, my son, be aware of that. And understand the meaning of all that. He did not go into detail to tell him about what are the sins and what are the bad things, what are the things. You understand that yourself. And that's why Rasulullah said, when he was asked, what is sin, Ya Rasulullah? He said, what bothers you inside? Inside will tell you it's not good. If you are a believer, of course, it's not good. وكرهت أن يطلع عليه الناس. And you do not want other people to know about it. You do not want other people to know that you've been doing that. So be aware of that. إن الله لطيف خبير. Allah is latif. Allah is very subtle. He knows everything. خبير, aware. And then after that, say, يا بني أقم الصلاة. Oh, my dear son, pray. Pray regularly. Don't be lazy. The prayer should be done. It's good for you. It's good for your iman. It is good for your life. And it is, of course, connect you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will bless you. Ya bunayya aqim as-salah. Oh, my son, pray regularly. On time. And have, you know, enjoy the prayer. It is an opportunity to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aqim as-salah. Wa'amur bil ma'ruf. And tell other people to do good things. Wanha anil munkar. So you should learn that. That you should be. I mean, it's not only others tell you do good thing. No, you too also tell them good things. If your parent tell you do right thing, you also can tell them do right thing. Baba, mama, do the right thing. Do the halal. Do whatever is allowed. And don't do whatever is not allowed. Amr bil ma'ruf. Wanha anil munkar. And he said, wasbir ala ma asabak. And it's not easy to say do good and do not do bad, because sometimes people harm you. Sometimes people may hurt you and insult you when you do that. So he said, wasbir ala ma asabak. And be patient. إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْمُورِ. This is the way to be. This is the way of being good, great people. إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْمُورِ. And then he said, وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. And be nice to people. Don't swell your cheek scornfully towards the people. Somebody talk to you, you don't listen to that person. You turn your other way. That's not the right way. If somebody speak to you, speak, listen to that person, whosoever may be. He may not be a rich person, he may not be a very powerful person, especially a human being, every human being. Whether they are rich or poor, white or black, anybody, when they speak to you, listen to them, speak to them gently. And don't walk with arrogance. Walk and talk. Somebody's walk will tell you whether he's a gentleman or not. Somebody's walk will tell you what kind of a person that is. وَلَا تَمْشَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. And do not walk with insolence on the earth. وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشِّكَ وَغْضُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. And finally, he says, in your walk, in your behavior, in your expenditure, in everything, be moderate. Don't be extravagant. Because you can buy anything, now you can go online and order this and order that and order that, because somebody is paying or whatever. No, be careful. Think about that. Do you really need that? Or you are simply buying because you're buying? It's a compulsive buyers. So don't be that. وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشِّيكَ وَغْضُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. And then also, أَغْضُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. Don't raise your voice unnecessarily. Unnecessarily don't raise your voice. And Allah, and Luqman said in a very nice way to his son, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reported, إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتِ الْحَمِيرِ. My son, do you like to hear donkey all the time? Do you enjoy the voice of a donkey? No. Vilest of the voices, the voices of donkeys. But they are donkeys. You are not a donkey. You are a human being. So your way should be nice way. Speak gently, speak kindly. And don't unnecessarily raise your voice. Beautiful advice, beautiful advice. Everything that you said here, if it is applied in the life, any person, male or female, young or old, this will make the life, best life, good life. The life that is acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to give good education to our children, but education, you know, in Islam is not just teaching them how to read and write and how to have some skills to get a good job and make money. That's what people think that the objective of education. Education is that I study and I get some degree and I have some skills so I get a good job. That's not the purpose of education. Oh, that is just one purpose of the education. The real purpose of education is to become the real human being. To have your akhlaq good, to have your manners good. So you know how to behave, live like a human being. There are many people who are highly educated, but they are not human. They are animals. They don't care for each other. They don't care for other human beings. So that's why education is to make human beings educated, cultured, civilized, good manners, good akhlaq, good way. That's what education is all about. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the understanding and make us the real good people, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the guidance and give us the hidayah and tawfiq that we do right things in our life. Akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. We have our dear brother Abdul Hamid ibn Abi Talib, brother from Vietnam. He translated many books into Vietnamese languages, Islamic books in Vietnamese languages. And he passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him, give him the place in Jannah. And his dafn burial will be in Westminster Memorial Park at 2:15 today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him Jannah. May Allah reward him for his effort, for his, whatever he did, inshallah, for the good cause. Also, may Allah give patience to his family, to his friends. Our condolences to the whole Vietnamese and Cambodian community for that. Please make dua for the health of Brother Lahori Siba, Brother Muhammad Rafi, Sister Uzma Khalid, Brother Muhammad Abdul Razzaq, Brother Masood Arshad, Brother Haq Nawaz Malik, Sister Farzana Chawla, Brother Parvez Chawla, and Brother Dawood Shah, and Aima Hassanat. May Allah give them all shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim ta shafi la shafi ya illa anta shifan la yugadiru saqam. These people or any others who are not well, may Allah give them shifa. Also dua maghfira for Sister Sayyida Sadat Aziz, our dear brother Azhar Aziz, the past president of ISHNA. His mother passed away in India. She was a doctor and was sick for some time. So she passed away. And then also Brother Abdul Hamid, I mentioned about Abdul Hamid ibn Abi Talib, and Sister Bashirun Nisa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them maghfirah. Allahumma ighfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'afu anhum. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين خصوصا على الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء والعمه المعظمين المكرمين عند الله والناس الحمد لله والعباس وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر، فأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استووا واستقيموا. We'll make a straight lines, be close to each other. الله أكبر، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعاديات ضبحا، فالموريات قدحا، فالمغيرات صبحا، فأسرن به نقعا، فوسطن به جمعا، إن الإنسان لربه لكنود، وإنه على ذلك لشهيد، وإنه لحب الخير لشديد. أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور، إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك صلى الله تعالى على خير خلق محمد.